The case involves three former legislative leaders, current GOP representative and former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, former Republican Assembly Majority Leader Steve Foti, and former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kwala. Former Foti aide Sherry Schultz has also been charged. Prosecutors alleged lawmakers used public employees to carry out campaign work on state time. Jensen, Foti, and Kwala argued that while they may have violated internal legislative rules, they in no way committed felonies. They contend state law is vague in this area, and say this prosecution by the state is an example of the executive branch infringing on the legislative branch's rights. Their appeals lost in a lower court. If they're successful before the state Supreme Court, they can avoid a jury trial on these charges. Kwala would still have other charges to contend with. Prosecutors allege he encouraged lobbyists to give campaign donations in return for political favors. Justice John Wilcox, a former legislator, will sit out the case involving Jensen, Foti, and Schultz. Another former lawmaker, Justice David Prosser, has recused himself from both trials. So has newly appointed Justice Lewis Butler. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.